Hello there and happy solar eclipse. It has been an amazing, amazing few days. And it has really transformed not only myself, but my clients. And I've been noticing this shift in so many people. And with the shifts, we usually see some things that are happening over and over again, right? There's things that is a theme. There are themes that are happening. So I want to welcome all my listeners today for this special episode, Focus on the Transformative Power of the Solar Eclipse. I am a shamanic hypnotherapist, which means I work on emotional and physical healing with my clients. This means deep release, deep-seated heavy emotional states that I can help guide my clients into inner peace, equilibrium, and a greater self-confidence. So if this is something you need support with or you choose to get support with, you can send me a message or comment today. So I want to talk about the significance of this eclipse. It was an amazing week for me. Last week I did a cleanse. In the springtime, I regularly teach a cleanse and I do a cleanse in my body. And I felt this energy, this really, really stagnant energy. And it is like that energy you may feel when you're about to transform, right? Like you're in this cocoon and you're creating these building blocks and then you feel like you need this release. And if you felt like this, I want you to send me a comment below. I want you to know that I felt this muddiness along with very key people in my life, women's groups, sisterhoods that were also saying their thoughts were muddied. Things felt unclear and muddied, where in the past we had all felt very clear on our direction for this one week, not only in Mercury retrograde, but also the solar eclipse. We felt these emotions that were just slowing down and almost stuck. So the significance of today is tuning into this energy, this stagnant energy, and also being ready for this release, this shedding of layers, this letting go. And the theme with my own sisterhood groups was how many of us are wearing this armor of protection, because we have not been able to step into our power of being who we are, of being seen, to truly share the gifts and the guidance we want to share with the world. And this eclipse, even for myself, created a new identity, new clarity, and insights that have been very powerful. I am so happy that we can embrace this new beginning together. So I want to allow you to do this with me. So I want you to begin to close your eyes. Find a quiet, comfortable space where you can relax without interruption and begin to scan the body. Notice now as you're sitting or laying, notice the body against the chair, the bed. Notice that you are supported. That's right. You are supported. And just allow yourself to sink in and imagine you're dropping down, down, layers down, releasing layers into the chair or your bed. Taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. I want you now to imagine yourself seeing 10 beautiful steps leading to a perfect spot, a beautiful spot. Maybe it's down into the beach. Maybe it's down to a beautiful garden. Maybe it's down a pyramid. And I want you to begin to relax your body. And as I count to step 10, you notice your feet. You feel your feet. and you relax deeper, noticing step 9, and you hear your feet, feel your feet moving down effortlessly, down to step 8. Breathing in, breathing out, moving down to step 7, and you feel your feet and you relax deeper and deeper. On to step 6 now. You feel yourself opening and letting go. Moving to step 5, you are aware how relaxed you are becoming. Step 4, you notice your feet. You see your feet. You hear as you tread down these steps to step 3. And you notice these beautiful steps, noticing you are close to this energetic gateway. Moving to step 2, and you notice your feet, and you feel your feet, and you let go. Step 1, you notice now the base of the steps, a beautiful space, a beautiful gateway into this new divine world, this gateway to release and let go. So you may notice you're walking down a garden, down to the ocean, down to a beautiful cenote. And I want you to know that there is a gateway, there is a well, a portal, a circle. And this is there for you to release anything you're holding on to. So I want you now to just notice that you have a backpack of emotions, maybe sadness, anger, fear, or doubt. And this is a visualization, a metaphor of all your emotions in this backpack. And you can look over and see this well or cliff or water. And you're just going to throw this backpack in, letting go of everything that's no longer serving you. And as you let that go, you feel your heart expand. You feel this expanding energy. And you begin to embrace your intuition, the guidance with your higher self, and your power. And I want you to say yes to yourself today. Yes, you want to move forward. Yes, you're ready to hear and trust yourself. Yes, you're ready to live the life you dream of. And I want you to let go of that backpack, let go of that protective armor, and connect deeply, deeply with your higher self. And as you breathe in and out, you just notice how light you feel when you let go of these layers, you let go of the armor, you let go of the backpack. You notice how much extra space you have in your body. You notice this opening in your heart, this opening that reminds you to trust yourself. Trusting yourself so that you live in alignment with your values, with your highest aspirations. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I want you to listen for any guidance, know it, hear it, see it, on your next steps for this eclipse. What's going to propel you into this new rebirth? I want you to notice it in your mind's eye, or know it or hear it. And just know what you're seeing. Notice any symbols, visuals. And begin to attune with what your heart truly desires. What is the next focus in this life, on this path? Is it love? Is it health? Is it wealth? Is it career? Is it business? Is it relationships? And make the intention for this next cycle what your higher self wants you to work on. Good, that's right. Just allow the picture to pop up clearer, opening yourself up, seeing it, feeling it, knowing it. And just noticing now this bright, beautiful sunlight beaming down on the crown of your head, beaming down divine energy into your body, letting it fill you up, letting it calm you down so you feel at peace, you feel guided, and you know and understand and trust your next steps. Good. Now begin to come back into the room, deepening your breath, opening your heart again to come into the room. Good. And in this solar eclipse, I've been guided to share that it is time to connect with your higher purpose and live authentically. And when you do this, it is a big deal to stop people-pleasing and prioritize yourself. I've spent a lot of years doing this work myself, and I encourage you to use this solar eclipse to do the things you love, to own that power, that light you have inside, and to remember that your light shining bright can lead others that are lost. So I'm sending you now lots of love and support. May you connect with your higher power, your inner wisdom that's always there for you. I appreciate you listening today. Please share your dreams for this next season. And remember, this is a beautiful opportunity to let go and to step into your purpose. My name is Monica Bravo. I'm a shamanic hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and yogini. Please send me any messages or learnings you have from this podcast. I appreciate you.